Thousands of children have been abducted and hundreds of thousands of people terrorized during the more than 20-year civil war waged by the Lord's Resistance Army. In 2005, at the peak of displacement, nearly 2 million people in northern Uganda were forced from their homes by the war between the LRA and the Ugandan government forces. They found protective shelter in one of the 242 camps that had been established. UN refugee spokesman Ron Redmond says the internally displaced who remained in these camps for a very long time would occasionally go back to their villages to check on their property and then return to the camps for their safety.
But now they're moving back for good, which makes them happy and makes us happy as well, because they've lived in absolutely horrific conditions in some cases. Estimates now are that some 92% of the 466,000 internally displaced in the Longo region at the height of displacement in 2005 have now gone home.
Redmond says the closure of the scheduled 40 camps in the Longo region should be completed by the middle of next year. He says the situation is not the same in some other areas of displacement, including the Acholi region, also in northern Uganda. He says more than 63% of the more than 1 million internally displaced people there remain in the camps.
But we're hopeful that with the continuation of the peace talks and the continually improving security, we'll see more of those internally displaced returning home as well. It is just taking longer for people to feel comfortable and safe in making that decision to go back to their villages.
The UNHCR is the lead agency for camp management in Uganda. Redmond says closing the camps will be a long, costly process. He says the government of Uganda wants the camps to totally disappear. This, he says, means tearing down empty huts, filling in pit latrines, leveling and replanting the land. He says a mine action team also will search for landmines around these camps. He says it will cost about $200,000 to close the first 40 camps in Longo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.